What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore. I'm here with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
And we have a very special guest today, one of our good friends, Andrea Ferguson, who is a travel agent. How are you, Andrea?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate you joining us. And we normally talk about what we do most of the time when it comes to insurance, but you also are involved in insurance, too, as far as providing travel insurance for, I guess, clients that you have that are traveling that need to have travel insurance.
So yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so I want to ask you questions about that today.
Okay.
So, first of all, how long have you been a travel agent, Andrea?
I have been in the travel business for a little over 15 years. Wow. I book travel exclusively with, I'm a travel agent, an outside sales agent with VIP Alpine Tours out of Saltee, Georgia.
Good. And actually, Andrea is our travel agent, right,
yes,
Kathy?
Yes, she is.
How many times have we been traveling with Andrea, you think?
A lot.
Yes. What's wonderful about it is that I don't want to make any decisions. I just show up, and Andrew's got everything figured out, and we just go.
Yes.
And one of the best things we did, we went to Yellowstone this summer with Andrea and her husband Bruce and her daughter Jade. And what was that app, Andrea, that we had on the phone that you could have a personal, like a tour guide that we went through?
It was the Gypsy app.
That was awesome.
Yeah. It was amazing.
So what we would do, like we were going through Yellowstone, and you would just drive by some area you think, okay, just woods or whatever. And then you had a guided tour, and it's a smart app. It tracks your phone, and so it knows where you're getting ready to drive up. It'll say, like, okay, 100 yards on the left is going to be this, what's that thing called, the soda pop fountain where it was? It's like some kind of, it was like a geological thing.
The paint pots.
Yeah, the paint pots, and it had a history about it. And I thought that was really a not nice thing that you had found for us to give us when we were on our trip this summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, So what do you like about being a travel agent? I know that you were, used to be in the, work with your husband, Bruce. You were in the legal business, I guess, or Bruce's attorney. And I guess, that's not necessarily the most fun job in the world, is it, Andrea?
No, it's not. Being a travel agent gives us the opportunity to travel and see the world. And, of course, one of my favorite things about being a travel agent is that I actually get to live vicariously through my clients and hearing all about their adventures.
Wow.
All over the world. It's just a passion that I've always had, one that I was always very interested in.
Yeah.
And I had actually my friend Christina, who owns our travel agency, she had actually been my travel agent. She booked our wedding. We actually had a destination wedding.
And so that's how you got into it with Christina?
And that's how I got into it, was with Christina. She and I were friends, and finally one day I said, you know what, this is something I would love to do. Of course, I do it on a part-time basis. I'm not a full-time travel agent, but it is my most favorite job that I have. So.
I can bet that will be the case, because I know we certainly enjoy going on trips with you, and it's been really good to be able to have a friend that does this, and a lot of people probably know Andrea, because, Andrea's a local good old Young Harris girl, right?
So, yep.
Yeah, so... anyway, she was a Nichols, so that's a local name, Nichols, and Nichols family's been around Young Harris for years, and but it's good. The thing about being in our area is, I love living where we live, but we don't have to stay here. We can travel, and it's just good. This is kind of our base camp, and we get to go other places, and Kathy and I are, we're going on a trip of a lifetime. We have decided to go with our church to Israel, and so this came up. Hey, what if we had to cancel a trip? What if something happens to us when we're on the trip? What, we got thinking about that, and we had actually, had got a proposal from the other travel company that's doing our church. But I'm going to call Andrew and see what she can do.
Right.
And Andrew was able to explain it to me, and also it was a little bit, it was a more...
It was better coverage.
It was better coverage.
And better price.
Better price as well. So... what is travel insurance, and why do they need it, Andrea?
So travel insurance is coverage designed to protect against risk and financial losses that could happen while traveling.
Okay.
The risk can range from minor inconveniences, such as missed airline connections and delayed luggage, all the way to more serious issues, which could include injuries while you're traveling, major illness, hospitalization, things of that nature while you're actually traveling.
Okay. So I do believe, am I correct that you told me one time that you were on a cruise and the people you had dinner with never came back? Is that correct?
That is correct. So it was actually my very first cruise.
This is not a good story, but this did happen. So
it was my very first cruise. So, of course, it is something that has always resonated with me and affected me. We were in the Bahamas, and it was right after 9/11, and so we had a very diverse group of people at our dining room table. And a dad and his son were traveling, and one of the things that they did tell us on the ship was they do tell you some things that you shouldn't do. Renting a scooter is one of those things. You shouldn't take that chance, especially in some of the more congested Caribbean islands where there's a lot of traffic. But this father and son did. They rented a scooter, and they were actually hit and killed while they were traveling.
It must have been really, like, shocking because you were having dinner with them the night before, right? And then the next
correct.
How did you find out about that?
Actually just started inquiring because they had been to dinner every night, and then they just stopped showing up. And I guess the waiter on the ship had heard that those clients had been injured.
That's just so sad.
And he had actually told us about it. Now, obviously, I have no idea if they had travel insurance or didn't have travel insurance. Because they were not my clients, but
that's a huge example why you would need to have travel insurance.
That's because just
because
one
if small you were example. if you were injured, yes, that's the biggest event you could have, I guess. But you know, if you were had to be, I guess, flown back from a foreign country or had medical issues or things of that nature,
correct.
That's when your travel insurance would come into play.
Well, and most people don't realize that your health insurance does not cover you while traveling abroad, or most health insurance does not cover you while traveling abroad, and people don't, and actually you guys had that experience one time. I don't know if you remember, but we were on the Disney Dream or Fantasy, I don't remember which,
yes.
But Madison ended up with an ear infection.
Yes.
And had to see the ship's doctor, you know, and that was up front, a $250 cost to you that without travel insurance, you would not have been reimbursed for.
Right.
And people
like,
don't
that's
realize
pretty prevalent when you get
is.
Quarantines. Things like we've been very blessed to get to travel, and we actually went to Alaska, and Madison got quarantined when she was on the ship, and
it wasn't that whole entire time, but sometimes
So I think we didn't have any expense per se. It's just we didn't get to
do some things.
Yeah, Kathy had to stay with her while me and our son Max went on an excursion that we had paid for, and Kathy and Madison stayed behind. So what about if I can't say, let's say that we're going on a trip, we've paid the money, and you know, you have to cancel the trip, like something's come up, you've had illness, or maybe you know, another event where you were not able to go on a trip. So the travel insurance will pay for a percentage of your trip costs that you've already paid for, correct, Andrea? That's the way it works?
Most travel insurance plans cover, as long as you purchase your plan within 15 to 20 days from the date that you've placed the deposit on your trip, they cover pre-existing conditions and financial default. So let's say if prior to your trip, you know, you have a pre-existing heart condition, and then all of a sudden your doctor says, I'm sorry, you can't go. I actually just had that happen. A guy was going to Alaska. This wasn't a pre-existing medical condition, but the day before his trip, he actually went to the doctor, and the doctor says, sorry, you have a heart blockage, and you can't leave. So travel insurance covers that. And, you know, most people cannot afford to lose the amount of money they have invested in their travel plans. I think the average person spends around $5,000 per trip in travel.
So some people save their whole life for a trip. Yeah, like
you have
this life a trip. So interesting. We're going to go to a break here. And this is Mark Moore and Kathy Moore. And we have our good friend and travel agent, Andrea Ferguson, here talking to us about travel insurance and vacations and things of that nature. So We will be back after the break and pick things back up with Andrea Ferguson.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we wanted to let you know where our locations are. We have five locations. Three are called More Insurance Services, Inc. Three of those locations, one is in Blairsville. We're right across the street from Home Depot and next to the post office. Come by and see us there in the South State Bank building. We're separate from them, but in our own entrance, come by and see Ashley Miller, Joanne Grizzick, Cindy Odom, and Greg Buchanan. They'd like to help you with your insurance there in Blairsville. Then our second location is in Hiawassee, Georgia, on 150 South Main Street, Suite C. Come by and see us. We're right next to the hospital in the red brick building called Trown Trace. Come by and see Rose there. She can help you with insurance there in Hiawassee. And lastly, you can come to our office in Hayesville. It's at 157 Highway 64 West. We're next to United Community Bank. You can come by and see us there and see Mandy Sosby, Diane Lampe, Amy Kitchens, Vaughn Hobbs, and of course, Mark and myself. And Emily McKeon would like to help you with your insurance there in Hayesville. Our other location is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. It's located in Murphy on Highway 64 West. Go right past the Arby's right there on the left. You can come by and see Velda Cook Dockery and Heather Temple to help you with insurance there in Murphy. And our last location is in Blue Ridge. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, a division of More Insurance also. Come by and see Carrie Van Zant, Jeremy Payne, Kathy Hunter, and Cody Webb. We're right past United Community Bank there and right between that and Burger King there on the main drag there in Blue Ridge. And also you can check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com. And you can ask for a quote. You can also check out all these podcasts if you've missed one on our website. So check us out. I'd like to help you with your insurance needs there.
Great. Okay, so today I am Mark Moore, and this is Moth Kathy, and we're on WGRB Talk of the Mountains, and talking today about travel insurance with our friend Andrea, who's also our travel agent. So,
yes.
So Kathy and I travel some. It's not like we're jet-setting around the country all the time, but
no.
You know, we do like to travel and take our kids places, and my grandfather always told me that you could read about something in a book, but there's no substitute for seeing it yourself. I do believe that's true. So, Andrea has been working with us for friends. I guess we probably were friends way before you were a travel agent. So this is going back for a long time. We've gone a lot of trips with Bruce and Andrea, and it's been nice to have the assurance of being able to have a travel agent and also have the assurance if we had to cancel the trip or had something happen for us on a trip that we would have coverage.
So I guess we're talking about travel agents, you know, travel agencies and as well as the actual travel insurance. So we just need to verify with Andrea today about the actual, what it covers exactly.
Yeah, what does it cover, Andrea?
So travel insurance plans cover medical emergencies, trip cancellation, trip interruption. Most people don't realize that 80% of flights are delayed. So trip interruption is huge.
Yes.
medical evacuations, lost, stolen, damaged goods, damaged luggage, stolen phones, stolen cameras, even water damaged cameras. It actually covers a lot more than just your medical needs.
Okay. Well, I imagine right now with all the flight delays we're seeing on the news that that's got to be interesting for people, because a lot of people are stranded, and that's one of the main topics on the news right now is people are stranded in an airport somewhere. And that's happened to us before,
true.
Too. That's not fun.
We've been there.
That is not
true.
Fun.
So travel insurance covers your missed connections. It covers your lost luggage. It covers your hotel stay in the event that, which, you know, hopefully in that case Southwest covered those issues. But in the event Southwest did not, you know, you would have the backup. You would have the coverage. Let's say you get to Europe and they have lost your luggage. You know, most coverages are around $250 per person that you can go shopping and, you know, get the things that you need until they find your luggage, get some clothes, some, you know, whatever incidental items you may need that they lost.
So, I guess anybody can buy a policy through you where you booked their trip or not, correct? We just did. So,
that is correct. You know, obviously, we prefer to purchase your trip, but we do not, you know, let's say you've already purchased your trip, but, you know, when you purchase online, no one explains to you why you should have travel insurance.
True.
Yes. And you all also can't get anybody on the phone when you need them.
That's true.
When something happens. because you are generally sticking to the computer. But, yes, travel insurance is very, very important, especially international travel.
So if somebody wants
domestic travel, your health insurance may cover you. You may be out of networks. You may be out some extra costs. But internationally, like I said previously, your health insurance does not cover you.
Yeah. So if somebody wanted to talk to you about travel insurance or even booking a trip for that matter, how do they get in touch with you, Andrea?
Well, they can reach me on my cell phone, 706-970-9355. They can email me. They can find me on Facebook or VIP Travel. Any of our agents can be reached at VIPAlpineTours.com.
So I know, just being around you some, I mean, I know you've got a lot of returning customers. I mean, you've got certain customers that you book, you know, on an ongoing basis. So it's a relationship that you have with a lot of your customers. It was great when we went out west. We had all these excursions planned, and Andrew did all the research and knew what was there. And you've actually been on these trips yourself, too, so you know firsthand about what things are like. So do you have a plan, a trip planned for this year? I guess you're going to have some trips planned for this year that you can go on.
We're actually going to Paris in May. Our daughter's having a 16th birthday, and has been one of her dreams.
Is that a surprise still or no?
Christmas.
So I was like, I knew that, and I was like, oops, I may have been the
steal
the beans
going,
there.
Oh no, don't.
So it's the cat's out of the bag now. Going to Paris, so that's going to be a great trip.
Well, I'm excited for you guys.
Yeah, we've been there.
Madison's going to, I haven't told Madison, our daughter, and she'll be all upset because she wants to go.
She wants to go to Paris as well.
But there's still plenty of time for you guys to get on board.
Well, we decided to do the Israel trip this year, so looking forward to that. But that's going to be fun. So we had one lady at our church, is an older lady. I've been so impressed with this lady. She's she's 96 years old, and she still runs a chainsaw. I mean, she actually cuts firewood. I've cut wood with her. So she's going, and she had asked me about the insurance because, you know, we do insurance. Like, well, I don't do travel insurance, but I've got a friend that does. And Andrea actually was able to give her some alternative quotes. Mm-hmm. But it is based on your age as well, because what she was paying for travel insurance was more than what me and Kathy were paying, just because I assume that's because she's older, right, Kathy? Andrea?
Yes. So travel insurance, the premiums are based on two different things. Obviously, the trip cost, how much you need to insure. And one thing about travel insurance is you cannot only insure a portion of your trip. You have to cover the entire cost of your trip.
Yes.
So obviously the amount of insurance is one component, and the other component is age. Obviously, there is a higher risk for a claim to be paid for someone who's 96 versus someone who's 40 or, you know, even 21.
Well, it's just incredibly amazing that she can do that. I mean, she'll probably out hike us over there, I'm sure. I'm excited about that. Yeah. So it's going to be good. But it's good to know we have the insurance as we go. And I think
that's another thing. I think if you can tell me if I'm correct on this or not, Andrea, but it's actually in transition as you're going to your trip. So it's not exactly when you're just on your trip, right? Is that correct?
That is correct. So travel insurance, depending on where you purchase your travel insurance from, and this is another reason why people really need a travel agent to help explain this to them. Let's have two different instances. You guys are going to Israel. So we purchased your travel insurance, and you're going to be covered from the moment that you are 50 to 100 miles from home. So let's say you have a flat tire on the way to the airport and you miss your plane. You are covered for that. Mm-hmm. Then there's insurance that is sold by the company. Let's say you're going on a cruise and, you know, the cruise line offers you travel insurance. What the cruise line does not tell you is with their travel insurance, their travel insurance is for the cruise only. You are not covered until you step on that ship.
Yep.
So the travel insurance that I can offer you, I mean, and I'll sell you whichever insurance you want, but at least I can give you the differences and offer you travel insurance that's going to cover you from the time you leave home. So if, for instance, you have that flat tire 100 miles away from home and you miss the port and the ship leaves without you, you're covered from that moment. It also covers you, like I said, for pre-existing conditions. If someone gets sick before you travel and you need to cancel, if a family member passed away, if your travel companion, let's just say you're going with a random friend and something happens to them and they can't travel, then you're also covered because they can't travel.
That's,
if you have financial default, if you had to file bankruptcy, if you're, if for work reasons, all of a sudden your boss says, I'm sorry, you can't go, we have to have you here. Those things are actually covered under the travel insurance that we sell.
Well, that's really good. And so we're about out of time here. I think we got a couple more minutes yet. But we do have, you know, it's good to know that we have the assurance of having travel insurance. And just a very quick throw-in side note, you know, if you do a foreign country, you probably will not be covered driving a vehicle there, especially Mexico. So you have to get to address that as well. So not only,
and that is something we can also add on to travel insurance.
Oh, that's great. I knew
auto
that.
Coverage.
Great.
We can add rental vehicle coverage. So let's, God forbid, the car is stolen or you have an accident. Travel insurance will pay for the rental vehicle excess, which could be anything up to $5,000.
Perfect. Okay.
So that's
Well, we are out of time here. And thank you for coming today, Andrew. Really appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
sure.
And we will be back next week on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.